Hello, I'm Peter Morén. Peter Morén in Swedish.
And I'm John Eriksson, also from Sweden, and from Peter, Bjorn, and John, of course.
And we've left Bjorn someplace, but he's got some other thing. But he'll be here for the music, but not for the talk. And so, just to go through it, John, you're drumming, and Peter, you're guitaring, and singing, yeah. And whistling at times.
John is whistling and singing a bit too.
And
yeah.
So you can actually whistle and drum at the same time.
Yeah, I can whistle and drum at the same time, but I can't walk and whistle at the same time.
Was it yesterday or the last few days you played Coachella, yeah. Which is a music festival out in California. So what was that like?
Hot. It's like I never felt so much heat in my life, I think.
Okay. So it was hotter than ever.
Hell.
And it was in a tent of some sort. Is that where you performed?
Yeah, that was better, I presume, than the outdoor stages. But still, it was so like,
humid,
sweaty. Maybe? So I have trouble holding the sticks. It's like slid off my.
You need the baseball hands. Pine tar, they call it.
Yeah.
I think that you put on your sticks. Maybe you.
Yeah,
you
next
go
time
for that.
I'll bring my gloves.
The guitars were a bit shocked. They kind of went out of tune in the beginning.
You mean because of all the humidity and the
heat? Yeah,
yeah.
I think so, yeah. So it was a bit rough ending, but rough start, I mean. But the audience was amazing. It was totally crammed, I mean, full in the tent. It's really...
Could you tell how many people?
6,000 maybe, yeah. Something like that. And I think that's the most people we ever played for.
Oh, wow. Now, could you tell whether people knew your songs or...
Yeah, they knew all the songs, which was amazing. Except for like one old B-side. So that's okay.
So how many records have you put out so far? We all know the current one that's out.
It's the third one.
This
so
is
it's
your third
it's
record.
Two before that. And the second album is available here in the States on another label.
And it's called?
Falling Out. And the first one is just called Peter, Bjorn and John, and that's only available in Europe. But we have it... You have it with us to the shows,
so people can
purchase,
find it.
Yeah.
So, you obviously all have a love for American music. Have you seen any American bands that you sort of admired from afar? Yet?
Animal Collective is there from
the Animal Collective. Yeah,
it's one of the best concerts I ever been to. It was in Stockholm, small theater, and I was like, you know, the feeling when you were a kid and. Had ice cream for the first time. I was like,
I wish you could remember that moment.
Yeah, I was so up after that. So that's one of my most rememberable.
What is it about Animal Collective that you love?
Sorry?
What is it about Animal Collective that...
I think the records are okay. I don't listen to them much, but the live show was like... It felt so fresh for me because I've seen a lot of bands... over the years, and this felt for me like new pop, and that they did everything live, that it felt like organic for me, so I was really impressed.
Do they mess and change with their songs, do you think, or do you think they're...
Yeah, a lot on the Billy Together, and uh-huh. As we are starting to do more and more, to jam...
I was wondering about that, because your songs feel very structured, verse, chorus.
Yeah, but live, we tend to stretch it out and...
Especially on some of the songs. Yeah. I mean, it's some of the songs are pretty similar, though we have a little bit of variations in the instrumentation. But of course, some of the songs are really jammy. That's
okay.
Nice. Yeah, and we try to like keep it a lot of dynamics. So you sometimes maybe a song is even like a soft song can be even softer live, and then the louder songs are even more rock and roll.
Uh-huh.
So it's like everything is taken to extremes, and trying to like use the trio format as much as possible. We don't want to bring in a lot of outside musicians, so just trying to kick out of each other, giving each other kicks.
So surprise each other, do you?
Yeah.
So I was trying to figure out, maybe there's something in the water these days back home for you guys, because there's an awful lot of good bands coming out of Sweden that we find here. Now, what I just can't figure out is whether it's something that's happened because people are getting smarter about bringing music here to America from your country, or whether there's a new wave of Swedish bands that are pretty exciting.
I think it's John. I think it's a new wave, because we had a wave in the 90s.
Early 90s.
Yeah, with a lot of Swedish
bands. Name some bands for us, whether we know them or not.
Cardigan started off with, and a band called Popsicle. I don't know if they were bigger.
No, I didn't know them, but a lot of
Eggstone, yeah. It's a lot of indie bands, quite big. And then it was a period in Sweden with just commercial stuff, getting all the radio play and all the tours, like professional jazz singers, and then now in Sweden for the last 3 or 4 years it's like the indie stuff which are on the charts and do the tours. So
would that be, I mean, the bands I might know would be the Concretes, maybe the Shout Out.
Yeah, but there's a lot of Swedish artists singing Swedish who don't go abroad, but they're huge, you know. But
so, like, tell me some names.
Håkan Hellström, once called.
I'll write that one down.
It's really cool. Yeah, and a lot of Money Brothers. It's a lot of bands.
To become really big in Sweden, I think you often tend to sing in Swedish if you want to. So, I mean, we aren't a big band in Sweden. So
you made a conscious choice to take other parts of the world on.
No, we didn't make a conscious choice.
Well, you're singing in English.
But we always been doing that. So even when I wrote my first song, as like when I was 10 years old or something, I didn't know English very well, but I still wrote in English. So it's all
because of the rock and roll records you heard. Is that why?
Totally. Yeah, I mean, really? all the music you've been listening to has been. Not all, but most of it has been American.
So you get some
American
of the rhyme scheme
English.
Down from older records. You learn.
Sorry.
You get the rhyme scheme.
Yeah, I think so, and just the vibe of it, and also Swedes are quite good at English if you compare to like Germany or Spain. Yeah. People, I think we learn earlier in school, and we don't have dubbed cinema. We have subtitles, TV.
Right.
So
I wonder if it helps a songwriter get over that kind of afraid of cliche stuff if you write in another language, that you become a little freer to do it, because I mean, you guys have a song on your record that it's something, you know, Baby Went to Amsterdam. I mean, to use the word baby in a song anymore, and it seems like, oh God, how could you do that? But
I actually whatever. I didn't really approve of that word, actually. I thought it was a bit silly, but it's on the record.
Yeah, but I wonder if some of that is because it's another language, whether there's, I mean, whether it's baby or some other stretch of words.
I haven't really thought about that, but I think it's easier to lay yourself bare and be personal if you sing in another language,
really?
For me anyway. Because maybe because you don't master it as well, as it's like some layer between yourself and the language, so you can be very personal in the lyrics. Maybe I can be that in Swedish as well, but I haven't really tried. But I think it would be, some of these lyrics would be a bit too close in Swedish.
Do you both write songs, or is this?
Yeah.
And words. Then John, when you do this, when you write songs and you write in English, do you find some of that same stuff to be true, or is it?
Yeah, I agree with Peter, and also I think we can listen to English and American artists and think that a lot of the lyrics in a lot of songs are really cliche or
silly.
Or very, very silly, especially all the you know, college rock bands. We can't understand how we can write, we wouldn't write that kind of lyric in Swedish, so so I think there's a mix between just look at it from another view.
So tell me some of your contemporaries back home who do sing in English, who I might know, and do you know one another? It's a pretty big stretch of land, Sweden. I mean, but do you folks, is there a scene? Is there a...
Not a scene.
And who would you be in the par with?
There are actually a bit like two big scenes. In Gothenburg, the harbor town on the west coast, there's a lot of good bands, but there's it's another style, more like, what do you call it, electronic football anthem singing.
Also Hatt and Blås.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hatt och Blås. They have the football synthesizer, and then they have the Hatt och Blås, which is like, I don't know, you know, Dexys Midnight Runners?
Yeah.
Like that style, but more childish.
Okay. But maybe. But wait, what's this? The football synthesizers, what I haven't quite gotten a grasp of yet.
Football lyrics, you know.
Oh, okay, like so.
You sing with Orleo.
Right.
From your intestines.
Sing with your intestines.
But and then in Stockholm, there's a mix because, as for us three in Peterborough, you know, we moved from the northern part of Sweden.
Yes.
And so has a lot of other bands. Yeah. They come from the south and from the.
And who would those bands be?
Yeah, the ones we hang out at, Shout Out Louds, they are actually from Stockholm.
They are one of the few that are from Stockholm.
I quite love them.
Yeah, they're good. And the Concrete,
yes, mentioned
as well.
Yes.
They're part Stockholm and part southern Sweden.
So how would you characterize the Shout Out Louds and the Concretes and you guys in terms of the what you do? I mean, obviously it's pop music for sure, but what else would you say about it? Is it happy? Is it dark? Is it?
I think it's first of all well produced.
Yeah, well produced.
Because, yeah, if you listen to those bands and those records, I think they have some, feels organic once again, as I said about Animal Collective. And I think it's a lot of good producers in Sweden who make these kind of bands sound really good and not cliché once again. And what's more?
I don't know. I mean,
is there an outlook on the on life or the things you write about? Sometimes they're very.
I don't think it's like
every day.
As we said in Stockholm, I think the scene is very varied, which is one of the good things about it. You have like good heavy metal bands and good synthesizer bands. So it's not. But if you like talk even the pop bands, I don't think the other bands sounds like us or.
Right.
I think we have. Different things, but when it comes down to good songs, I think there always should be a balance between. I mean, it's when it comes to subject matters and lyrics, it's how I feel about it. It should be a bit like life itself, so it should reflect that. And you're never totally happy, and sometimes you're totally sad, but most of the time you're like in the middle somewhere. So I don't know. It should be like autumn music, a bit melancholy with. Happiness as well,
yeah.
but I mean, just like life.
Yeah.
We write about ourselves, so yeah.
I'm always. I remember the first time I heard the Beatles speak, after having heard them sing, and how accents tend to vanish when bands sing.
Yeah.
So, and that happens with you all. In fact, sometimes I hear a little. British in your singing. I mean, when you sing in English, it doesn't sound like you're Swede singing in English.
No, it's once again influences and stuff you've been listening to. I mean, I've been listening to English music since I was
about the size of the bench, yes.
But if you listen to we can sing one line in a song in English accent, and the next one is like the American accent in different words.
Yeah.
So I don't think we're not like.
I think during the sound check, somebody was doing rockabilly. Is there a passion for rockabilly somewhere in
there?
Yeah,
I love old rockabilly. I used to do a lot of that stuff as a kid, like troubadouring in the pizzerias.
Is that right?
Playing rockabilly
when you say
music.
Troubadouring in a pizzeria, I'm imagining some guy coming up to my table while I'm eating pizza, singing.
No, I just stood there when I was 13, 14. I just had a guitar and I was scared as hell, and a couple of scary looking dudes sitting around eating pizza. And I was standing there and going through Elvis, Beatles, Stones, all the classics. So that's a school.
Is that something your folks listen to? I mean, obviously this is...
No, they didn't do that as much, actually. My dad had like one Elvis album. No, he liked Elvis quite a lot, but he didn't have a lot of Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened a lot to Electric Light Orchestra
when
I was very small because he had those things. And then I just fell for 60s stuff and began to buy it myself. So they were more... He had more disco, you know, 70s disco, Bee Gees and... Yeah,
that's kind of depressing, isn't it?
No, that's nice as well.
Okay.
I like all music.
Yeah,
so.
Good. I had to painfully go through working in record shops during that time period, and so for me, the memories aren't so good. There's only so many times you can hear that stuff, at least for my taste.
Yeah,
so
maybe.
I had a laugh out loud when I walked into the club tonight. For folks out there who'll be hearing this, they won't be seeing. But there's a huge, I don't know what size. Can you tell me the size of your backdrop?
Yeah, we didn't believe it was going to be that big. We were shocked.
It's kind of the opposite of Spinal Tap, where they make Stonehenge really tiny. Well, you guys have a backdrop that is huge. I mean, I'm just gonna take a stab at 50 feet by, you know, by 40 feet, where it says in beautiful, what font that's in. That's a very clean font, but it just says Peter. The backdrop's black. Peter in white, Bjorn and John. Backdrop. and so that made me laugh out loud, but as I walked closer to the stage and saw the kick drum, which of course had Peter, Bjorn, and John.
Kick drum.
Yeah, and then of course looking at your guitar amp. And I'm holding here the pass, which says Peter, Bjorn, and John, all access pass, which is the pass too, and the t-shirts do it too.
I love Peter, Bjorn, and John bag.
Yeah, and there's a Peter, Bjorn, and John bag, right? Yeah. So there's a sense of humor that runs through your stuff, and I'm so glad for that.
You always should have, like, I think the songs and the lyrics should be very serious, like, and then all around it, bit of a light atmosphere on stage, and I mean the way you present yourself. So it's all about the balancing, as long as you don't like laugh about the actual song.
Gotcha. Yeah. So tonight the female part of the song that a lot of folks might know, the young folks' songs. Who's going to pull that off for us? Who's going to do that?
We have Au Revoir Simone,
which
as
is the
first
band.
Support band tonight, and they're from Brooklyn. And I met one of the girls in at Southwest, Heather. Yeah, so she's going to sing tonight, and maybe we swap. Maybe some of the other girls can have a go another evening. So
and the guys as well.
Well. I look forward to the show tonight. Thanks for doing
this.
Yeah, and you're. I understand that after a few shows, it's gonna say on that big backdrop, Peter, Bjorn, and John, but it's gonna be Peter, Bjorn, and Ringo, or I mean somebody.
Yeah.
Not.
And we should change that. Peter, Bjorn, and John's.
You got a lot of
stand-in.
So, what happens to you, John? Your drumming wise.
Yeah, I'm going back to Sweden and play. For Steve Reich, if you know the...
Oh, sure. The
yeah, he's
fantastic
getting
minimalist
big,
recordings.
Yeah, he's getting
doing
a big prize.
Retrospective? Oh, he's getting a prize.
Yeah, he's going to play his drumming. It's a huge piece for percussion. I play in a percussion group.
Which piece is he doing?
Drumming. We're going to play
the name
that.
Of the piece?
Yeah, it's okay, 1.5 hour minimalist. So
wow.
That's why I have to go back, and it's TV, and this was decided years ago.
A very almost. Different kind of minimalism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will be back for... Next tour, okay. And forever.
Yeah, well, you have to because it's all over the banners and the
yeah.
All the equipment.
I won't quit.
So.
That's a good thing with the band. We
no one can quit. If one quit, we have
it's
to.
It's in stone.
We have it actually in a contract. If one member quit, we do have to get another one with the same name. So
all right.
That'll be tough.
Great. Well, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, much appreciated.
Thanks.
Be well.